Okay, we're up to that Kuf Amad Aleph at the bottom. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Ein halacha lok Rabbi Yehuda velok Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be mafsik to eat from the Teisha Shol Shalamala, both on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif and Erev Pesach. Velok Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi either, that legabe, what's it called, legabe, the fact that you have to stop eating. Or not stop eating. Ella, poresh mapo mekadesh. Halacha is that you started eating the heter, that you don't have to stop, and all you do is cover over the bread. You make kiddush. You don't make kiddush at the end of the meal like Rav Yossi held, that you continue eating, finish your meal, and then make kiddush. But you're, as soon as it gets dark, you're poresh mapo, make kiddush, and continue your meal. Rashi. Lok Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Mapshikin, the Mashma Kira Shulchan. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be oker the Shulchan when it comes time at night and make Kiddush and then bring it back. The Lok Rabbi Yossi, the Omer Ein Sorech Lahapsikla. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi either, who said you don't have to stop at all. Ela Yigmer Sudasu, Afilim Er Sheikha, Vyavorchu Birkas Amazal, Vyachar Kap, maybe Loko Sheini, Le Kiddush Hayom, Kiditanya Le Kamon Bishmais. Right, and not like Rabbi Yossi either, who says you finish your whole meal, you bench, and then you make kiddush. Ela poresh mapal amaychol kedin kol shabbos hashana sheviu lechem al hashulchan. Right, and instead, what you do is, and we're talking here about Erev Pesach, that as soon as it gets dark, if you started eating the heter, you can continue eating. Except when it gets dark, you cover over the bread or the matzah, and you watch it call covered over, and you make kiddush, and then you continue the meal. Kiddushan lekamon inami mishum psilut psura, right? The achar kach omer kiddush, and the reason that you cover it over, we'll see what the reason is. But the pashas, the covering it over, is similar to taking away the table. It's like you're taking the food away from view. The achar kach omer kiddush hayom alakos, and then you make kiddush. The chos or vaochel v'gomer sudas, and then you finish the meal. The nira be'enai, the svaril of the Shmuel, the halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, k'diktani be'braisa. Shekavu halacha k'mosa. L'chora, who does Shmuel paskin like? The halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, and not like the Rabbanan, so who is Shmuel's an Amora? He can't make up a new shita. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi in the braisa. El shebola hachmer alasmo k'sash, lo yigmer sudosu v'yikadish. Really, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. You could really finish the meal, and they kiddush after the meal's finished. Except Shmuel wanted to be machmer a little bit and say you shouldn't finish the meal, make kiddush, and after you cover over the bread and make kiddush in the middle of the meal. Right? Shalo yikadish tchila v'yachra yigmur sudasa, the ilo teimahach Shmuel de omer kaman, who Shmuel go according to? The habraisa diktani poris mapa mekadish lo koi apsokas achila klau. That braisa later on that says you cover over the food and make kiddush is not talking where you started eating. It's talking about a regular Shabbos. That you cover over the challah when you make kiddush. V'bol kaddish atov alech over Shabbos lechatchila ma'ir. Has nothing to do with when you started eating the heter. That braisa has nothing to do with the shad. So who does Shmuel paskin like? It must be paskin like Rabbi Yosi, and he holds me'ikra adin. You could finish your meal and make kiddush afterwards. Except better to do it like this. Tosa says no. In Yerushalmi, it says that there's a sitos hachachomim. The Chachomim say exactly what Shmuel says, and Shmuel is passing like the Chachomim. It's a three-way machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and the Chachomim, and Shmuel is passing like the Chachomim, not like the Rashbam says. Okay. Eini, as Gemara says, that's true. The Omer of Tachlifa, so that this idea of what's it called, Purish Mapo Mekadesh. Eini, the Omer of Tachlifa Baravdimi, Omer Shmuel. Kishem shematzik in lekiddush, kach matzik in lehavdolah. Right, just like you're matzik for kiddush, the same way you're matzik for havdolah. My matzik, and what does that mean? Lab lakir shulchan doesn't mean you have to be oker the shulchan like what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda. And just like by kiddush, you have to oker the shulchan, you have to be matzik. So too by what's it called by havdolah, you're oker the shulchan. If you're eating and comes time for havdolah, take away the table. Make Havdalah, and then go back. Shmar says, no, Lola Mapa. No, it doesn't mean what's it called, Akira Shulchan. It means to be Poresh Mapa. That's all. And that's what Shmuel said, Taka, that's what you do. You put a, you cover over the food, and then you make Kiddush. Rashi. Kach matzikim, Rashbam, kach matzikim la'avtala, im hoyu mesubim b'shabas ad halayla matzikim achilas mavdilim. If you're eating shalashudas, and it went into the night, so you stop eating, and you make havdalah. My lab lakira shulchan, midika omra kishem shemapsiki michlau velo sogi vimata. Mashma that Shmuel held, you have to take away the table. It's not good enough just to cover over. Shmuel says, no, it means your poris mata. Okay. Okay. Later on we'll see that the Rav holds later on, not like Shmuel, that by havdalah bichlal, you don't have to be mafsik at all. You continue eating, and you make havdalah after. You don't need a mappa, you don't need anything. And that's what we hold up. If you eat shalashudas, it goes into the night, you don't do anything. And Tosus learns akira shulchan also means you bench. If you need akira shulchan, then you have to bench, and you make havdalah, and then you wash again. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Rabba Bar Rav Huna ikra lebei Reish Galusa. Rabba Bar Rav Huna went to the house of the Reish Galusa. Aisu taka kamei. They brought the table. Again, each one had their own little table. So they brought the tables in front of them. Paras mapa the kiddush. And he covered over the chalas, and they made kiddush. Tanya nami hachi. Ein medhi nasa shulchan elim ken kiddush. Then hey, be poris mapa makadish. L'chatchila, you don't bring the shulchan. Right? We'll see in 1 second why. But if they did bring the shulchan, then you cover over the chalas and you make kiddush. Tani chada, shovin she'ein maschilin. The tanya either. Oh, there's a new thing. Let's hold stop here. Rabba barchana ikle lebe rish glusa, aisi takal kamei, poris mapa the kiddush, tanya nami hochi. It's not, we don't have the shovin. Now she says, this is not going back on any other machlokas. Later on, the Gemara will say b'shavim, and it's going back on the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. But this has nothing to do with that machlokas. V'lo garsina b'shavim. Elahachi garsina. Ein mevi'im. V'hachi perusha. Rabba bar barchana ikla lebei reish galusa. V'lo hayu ochlin kodim chashecha. They weren't eating before. It's nothing to do with the machlokas we had before, whether if you started eating the heter, what do? When it comes time now to make kiddush. Talking regular, they came home from shul, they wanted to make kiddush. So this is what they did. Right? They came home from shul, and they wanted to make kiddush. So I see takul kamei, hey, they was a pas al shulchan, kamosha on the osim, called him kiddush. They brought the table with the challah on it, poras mapal alechem, so he covered over the bread, and then he made kiddush. Why? Lethisha Bertzolno Lohoyu Medinas Ashulchan Alechem Alashulchan Adla Acher Kiddush Kedatanyel Kameh. The Chatchila, they weren't going to bring the bread or the whole table in front of the person who was making Kiddush until after Kiddush. Lethisha Poros Mapal Alechem. Therefore, to make it as if the bread wasn't there, covered it over. The Hainu Kein Siluk Shulchan Kamisha Eno Doma. When you cover over the bread, it's like it's not there. So it's like you didn't bring the table yet. Baraya the Dover, Shekane Osim, Shliktani Masnisen, right? Later on the Mishnah says, Mozgulo Kos Rishon, the Achar Kache, Viulafon of Yerokos, the Chazeres. Only after Kiddush did they bring the whole table with the whole Seder, the Seder plate. Metabel the Chazeres, Mechlal the Ad Hashlo Isaac. So she sees that their minig was, Bechlal, not to bring the table with the food until after Kiddush. And what's the reason for that? The timing of the parish b'shiltus ravachai gon the parishes vayishma yisro the kosu b'hu hachi ukrove taka mikmed lekadish likdusha the shabbos are lo mikardinun. We don't bring the table, and Tosus said it's only when they had little tables by each person. It wasn't a big tircha to bring the table after you make kiddush, but we have one gigantic table for everybody. We don't take the table away. So what we do lechatzil is parish mapa. We cover over the challah. We'll see in a second, there's other reasons. But the Shulter says, what's the reason why? My timer. Ki hechi de teisei su de liakra de shapsa. It shouldn't look, the Meiri says, in explaining the Shiltos, it shouldn't look like you wanted really to eat already from before. Except never yet, they have to make Kiddush. But the su is not really the covered Shabbos. This way, it's only after you make Kiddush, and when we're Kaddish the Shabbos, that you brought the meal to cover Shabbos. So the reason we cover the challah is to show that the meal is l'kavod Shabbos. That's what the Shilta says. V'heikid dekarivu lo misalkinamei. But if you did bring the table, and Tosa says by us, the table's always there. You don't move around the big table. So therefore, elaporis lo mapa makadish. So then you cover over the bread. It's just as if you didn't bring the table with the bread. It's like it's covered from the eye. It's like it's not there.
Why bring the bread?
What?
Why bring the bread?
No, so that's we set the table already. We don't since you don't bring it, it's manav shach. If you're not going to bring the table either with the bread, then don't bring the bread. But if l'maisa the table is there already and set, so then you bring the bread also and you cover it. The tanya v'shav in shem avinus hashulchan elin kein kiddush. The heavy toris olav mapa makadish. Right, everybody holds that you don't bring the shulchan unless you make kiddush, and if you did bring it, you cover over the challah. The heicha da askel sudasa mid the amher b'malei shabsa the kiddush alei yoma poris mapa mekadesh, and where you were eating before, you're already eating beheter, so then it gets dark. Then in a chanami you cover over the bread as if to show, forget it. This suda is already finished. Now I'm starting a new suda l'kavod Shabbos. Mitam zeh nagu lifros mapa lelechem ad lachar kiddush b'shabbos yom tovin. That's why we cover over the challah till after kiddush. And it's mashed from here that it's clear that after Kiddush you could already uncover the challah. It has nothing to do with the motzi. It's just that till you make Kiddush, it's covered as if to say, I'm not ready to eat yet till after Kiddush. But immediately after Kiddush you can uncover it. We'll see in a second. There's other pshitas. V'yesh mefarshim, ikla lebe resh kelusa, v'hayim esuma ha'shulchan ber Shabbos, v'kodesh yoma, u'paris mapa v'kiddush. Some people learn it's talking where they were eating the heter during the day, and then it got dark, and then they covered over the challah. Not a regular case where you stop and want to start eating Leil Shabbos. Belong to Hirali. Rashbam says, not right. The Habraisa Lekamei, the Messiah Lemine, Loma Farsha Bahasoka, Elabetilus Achilus Leil Shabbos. The Braisa that we bring a proof to this is talking about a regular case where you started eating on Leil Shabbos, not where you were eating from before. Bishavin, Lo Yodana Hechakoi, the Ikala Memer Vishovin Reb Yossi Rehuda the Pligi Bahsaka, Hocha Modi Reb Yossi the Lichatchila Mia Ein Medin Kodim Kiddush, Apa Pishalo Achlu, Adla Acher Kiddush, right? This Vishovin, the Meister, he said before, Logar Sina Vishovin. Here it's Mashvin, there is a Girs of Vishovin. No, there is still a steer in the Rashban, because he said before we're not goris this. So you could say Vishavin Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that who argued Bahatsaka here their mode that the Lechatchila you don't bring it what's it called the table or the bread before Kiddush, right? Even if what's it called they weren't eating the chlal till after Kiddush. Here they agree that Lechatchila you don't bring the bread until after Kiddush. The Istamish Mefarshi. Vishavim Beishami or Beishilil. Some say that Vishavim is going on Beishami and Beishilil, that they argue in brachas. The pligu be'elu dvarim da'amri Beishami notuli yadayim v'yachrak mozen sakos. Beishami hold first you wash and then you make kiddush. U'beishilil omre mipcha. The first you make kiddush and then you wash. Afilu hachi heichet the notul yadav molin Beishami deim avinus ha'shulchan im ha'ochlin ela im ken kiddush. Even Beishami who hold that you wash before kiddush, but you don't bring the bread before Kiddush. Because the precious time of the ale. The nira be'enai, the aydi de amrin lekamei, tana cha v'shovim, shein maschilim, shibshu l'malas farim, the kastanomi v'shovim shein levim, the tos will be out of logasin alein. Here the Rashbam reiterates what he said before. That's a mistake. And some have the gears of v'shovim, and the Rashbam tried to be miyashiv it in two ways. And in the end he said it's a mistake, because the Gemara is going to say after this v'shovim, it's the gears got mixed up and they put Vishavim before. Okay, with this, Tosus brings down another reason for covering the challah, besides the shiltas, and there's a third reason we'll see in a second. So Tosus brings down the reason, Zecher Lamon. The mon was covered on top and on bottom, and therefore the tablecloth on the bottom is the bottom covering, or the table itself, and you put a covering on the top, and the mon, like the lechem, is in the middle. That's a second reason that you cover. And a third reason is brought down, the Rosh says, Shalo Yira HaPas Boshto, that since the bracha on wine comes before the bracha on bread comes before the bracha on wine, but here you have to make the bracha on wine before. So in order not to embarrass the bread, we cover it. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says the zecher leman, the whole idea of lechem mishnah, everything is not zecher leman what was in the midbar, because the man didn't fall on Shabbos bechlal. So the zecher leman is leman la'asid lavo. That Shabbos is main olam haba, and it says la'asid lavo, Kadosh Baruch is also going to give us man. So it's a zecher to the man of olam haba. In any case, there's a few nafkaminas between these reasons. There are three reasons. The shiltus reason, it should look like the suit is coming with Torah Shabbos. The, what's it called, the Rosh's reason, not to embarrass the bread. And Tosus reason, that Zecher Laman. One nafkamina is a Shayach Dafka Friday night, or even what's it called, Shabbos morning. If it's Zecher Laman, so Shayach Shabbos Friday night and Shabbos morning. If it's in order not to embarrass the bread, Shayach both times. But if it's only to show this suit is the covered Shabbos, before I make Kiddush, I'm not bringing the what's it called, the Suda, then it only applies Friday night. It doesn't apply in the daytime, because it's already Shabbos. Here, I might think, I wanted to eat already during the day, but a Shabbos morning Suda is for sure the sort of Shabbos. What else is for it? So therefore, there's no inyan doing it during the daytime. The Magen Avraham says that another difference. If the time is Shalo Yira HaPas Boshto, then as soon as you made a Bori Pri Agafen, you could uncover the chalas. It's only the Bori Pri Agafen that's a problem, not the Kiddush. But if the reason is, until you make Kiddush, you don't want to bring the Suda, it should be Muchach, that it's the covered Shabbos, then you have to wait till you finish Kiddush completely. And the same thing, Zecher Laman. The whole Kiddush should be said in a way that the bread is Zecher Laman. Another difference the Taz says, what if you make Kiddush on bread? You have to cover it. If the reason is Shalo Yira HaPas Boshto, there's no need to cover it. The other reasons still apply. Shavura says, according to all the reasons, it should be enough to cover the challah up until the end of Kiddush. But you don't have to have it covered when you make a motzi. But the Chayodim says, according to the Tam of Mon, when you make a motzi on the bread, it should be covered out Zecher Laman. Okay, so those are the different Tamim of covering the challah and the Nakaminas between them. Okay. Tani, Chada, Shodim Shein Maschilin. Now we're going back to the machlokes we had before. We have one brisa that says that everybody agrees that you don't start eating, what's it called, Mitesha Shos Ulamala, the Tanya Idach Shavin Shemaschilin. Another brisa says everybody agrees you can start. Where it says, Bishlama Hadat Tanya Shavin Shein Maschilin Mashkachas Lab Erev Pesach. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that Erev Pesach you don't start eating Mitesha Shos Ulamala. So that price that says everybody agrees is going on Erev Pesach. Elohad Tanya Shavin Shemaschilin Amos. The price that says that everybody agrees you could start, when is that? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even Shabbos and Yontif, you what's it called, can't start, and Rabbi Yossi holds you could. So they argue in that case. And Erev Pesach, everybody talk agrees you don't start. So where can everybody agree that you do start? E name of Erev Shabbos from Miflik Polik. If you're talking about Erev Shabbos, they argue. Right? And if you're talking about Erev Pesach, everybody agrees you don't start. Or it says Lokasha. Kan Kodem Tisha, Kan La'achar Tisha. Right? Depends what you're talking, before the ninth hour or not. Right? Here, everybody holds that what's it called, before the ninth hour, that if you started the Hector, you're allowed to continue. That's the what's it called, the where everybody agrees that you could start. Start meaning not be Tesha Shos, but the Hector before Tesha Shos. Rashi, Tani Chadashovim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, the Pligi Le'el, Bein Bachilas Erev Shabbos, Minamin Cholamala, Bein Bahapsaka, She'ein Maschilim Lecho Minamin Cholamala. Everybody agrees that you don't start Erev Pesach. Mashkachas Lab Erev Pesach, Kitakomras, Tafil Rabbi Yossi Modeb Erev Pesach. Kan Kodim Tisha, Shovin Shemaschilim Lecho. Everybody agrees that the Heter, before 9 hours, you can start eating, even Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds a matzik and you can continue eating. Kan la'achar tisha, who depligate. You started after the ninth hour, that's what they argue. Rabbi Yossi says you could even start eating after the ninth hour, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't. So Rabbi Yehuda ain't maschilin, k'detanya le'el behedya, lo yochalonim barvi shabosus, uva'arve yomim tovim, mitesh shol sulamala, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Rabbi Yossi holds you could.